This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Biden has nominated a Colorado employment attorney to the federal bench. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the pick could make history in the state.
Biden has nominated Charlotte Sweeney to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado. If confirmed, she'd be the first openly LGBT federal judge in Colorado and the first openly LGBT woman to serve on any federal circuit court in the West. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper applauded the pick, saying her experience, skills, and integrity have prepared her for the bench. The two recommended her for the vacancy in May. Sweeney's nomination now heads to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some residents of a Denver suburb are still being asked to boil their water after E. coli was detected Wednesday. Inglewood sent out a reverse 911 call last evening to residents of several metro area counties, but the alert applies narrowly within Inglewood. The bacteria was found during regular tests from a home. The city is flushing its system and plans to update residents with a new test this week. Weeks of monsoon rains have fully improved drought conditions on Colorado's western slope, though much of the western half of the state is still experiencing dry conditions. The seasonal rain showers have improved many areas by an entire drought category. The most extreme drought conditions are largely confined to the northwestern corner of the state, with a small pocket affecting Delta, Montrose, and Mesa counties. Meantime, the dry weather has allowed freight trains to travel through Glenwood Canyon again, even though I-70 remains closed due to those massive mudslides. Passenger service remains canceled through the canyon, at least for now. This is